Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Ron.
That was pretty good. We're getting better at it. That's the best part about it, too. And also, I'm getting used to like actually pushing the buttons at the right time, so it's not as awkward. For everyone aware, thank you guys so much. I was away for the past weekend, so these two have been very helpful in pulling up stories and making sure I was up to date on some of the nonsense in our music world. Also, there is currently a 100-pound puppy on my foot. I can't work like this, sir.
Yes, you can. Make it happen.
He was not like this while we were kept prepping for the last 15 minutes, everyone. And now he's here. Thank you so much for joining us.
He's sabotaging you.
Well, he's not doing a great job. He's just being adorable while he does it. So hello, everyone. Thank you guys again. Also, our goal for today is 52 likes. If we get to 52 likes, we will play Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a random festival. Last week, we booked also a random festival for, who was it? What was the person's name? Asylum. Asylum Festival. Yes. That worked out pretty
White
well.
Asylum.
Yeah. So we actually have pretty good things going on for that too. Please hit the like button and tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We don't really care. Just make sure we get the views. That's what we need. That's the type of podcast this is. So we have a pretty good amount of news going forward, and we might go a little bit longer, like an extra 5 minutes or so, because I'll be covering some of my Riot Fest stuff. I didn't get to do that yesterday. However, the big news, as everyone is aware, the metal world stops, whether you like to call them overrated or the greatest. Metallica is returning for 2025.
Ooh.
Woo indeed. So before we get to the actual news and the dates and what they'll be doing, we'll go down the line. Alex, how do you feel about the announcement so far for M72?
Well, Metallica has been touring nonstop for a long time, so
indeed,
we'll give them that. Okay, they keep going; they're not stopping anytime. They're making sure everybody gets a little Metallica, and I can tip my hat to them for that. As far as some of the like bigger festivals that they're tagging onto, I kind of have some thoughts on that, but the tour in itself, super down, super dig it. And the lineup is pretty rad too.
Right. And we'll get into that too for some of the special events they're doing. Rowan, how about you?
Same thing as Alex, you know, it's just like, just gotta admire the work ethic. Those guys like go nonstop. Like Hardwire tour was like years, just like all over the country, all over the world. And now that they're doing it again, just like at their age too, they're all in their 60s now. It's just like, say what you will about them. It's commendable, at least.
I think that's very good points from both of you. Positive points to talk about as well for that. M72 World Tour, no repeat weekends. That'll be happening 7 of those dates throughout 2025 from April to June. And then there'll be one night only appearances, 7 of those throughout spring, summer. That being said, there are also some special festivals they will be headlining. The one announced is 2 nights of a no-repeat weekend at Sonic Temple. Sonic Temple Festival in Columbus, Ohio. That will be headlined by 2 nights of Metallica no-repeat weekend for that Friday and Sunday, May 9th and 11th. I went to Sonic Temple in 2019. It's different now with how it's run, but still, it's a big show. And before we get to the other festival and the other events, I now am going to play a little game with Alex and Rowan. Say, guess the festival ticket price.
Ooh.
Keep in mind, this is Metallica. How Price is Right rules.
Closest, we can't go over. Okay.
Closest without going over. How much is 1 4-day general admittance pass?
4-day. Ooh.
Yeah, for the 4-day. Keep in mind, the whole lineup's not been announced yet, but they've announced like 7 bands. That also includes Rob Zombie and Alice in Chains.
$7.99.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say like $1,000.
Okay. Fair. Understandable. Now on screen, 4-day stadium passes for general admission stadium, meaning you actually get into the grounds and you get a seat. Or actually, is that, stadium seating. So you actually get a seat. You're not getting the best view, but you're getting a seat. $299 starting, because it's early prices.
Ooh, you just say two?
Oh.
$299.99. You both went over.
Bro, I I spent more money seeing Sleep Token in May. And those were balcony seats.
Keep in mind there will be fees, and parking can be rough with Sonic Temple if you don't pay for their parking. However, yes, as of right now, because it's the cheapest, earliest payment method before all the bands are announced, the full lineup and the other two headliners for Thursday and Saturday. $299 for general admission. That's the cheapest ticket. Now, for some of you might be going,
it's not bad.
For some of you might be going, okay, that's still expensive, but keep in mind you're getting everything and a seat at a festival for 4 days for a lot of bands. Sonic Temple is DWP's WrestleMania or World Series or however, or Super Bowl, or however you want to say it. So
yeah, comparatively to like what prices are for just single act one night shows, like
yes,
frick, I might get on that.
To be honest,
yeah, that's so cheap.
To be honest, thinking about it as well. And again, that's one ticket. So it's not like a four pack or anything. They have a lot of variety right now, like 4 day VIP. You can also do a 2 day weekend one, like a Thursday and Friday or the Saturday and Sunday. So that way you get one Metallica show no matter what. They have it all broken down. If you want to get tickets for Sonic Temple, they've announced 7 bands so far. Now would be the time to make a decision because the prices will go up dramatically and for obvious reasons. So they have all the VIP passes as well. A VIP stadium pass is $619. This is where you get up closer. You get the nice porta potties. I think they're actually like trailer bathrooms, like they bus in. So it's like air conditioned stalls and stuff. It's not like a porta potty that you would think. Then you go to the dual stuff, Rock Royalty Reserved package. You get all the breakdown. The Columbus Owners Club, which is $2,000 a ticket. And the single day suites and the party passes, all that other junk. Why am I saying all that? It's because one, many people have mixed feelings about DWP and their festivals and Sonic Temple. I saw this, and with Metallica as a headliner for two of the nights, that's actually a pretty good price if you jump on now. I wanted to point that out. I hope that the other two headliners aren't horrendous and make you regret buying early, but it's unlikely that it's... I can count on one hand the times that Sonic Temple really blew it with a headliner. So
yeah, they usually do pretty solid.
Yeah, so take that for what it's worth. That being said, we also got news that they're headlining at another festival and they weren't supposed to tell anyone. Oops. I'm okay with it, though, because on April 12th, they announced the dates for Sick New World that they're headlining. Now, why is that a big deal? Because Sick New World didn't even announce when they were going to have Sick New World yet. Oops.
Big now, oops.
It's a big oops. However,
Metallica, you blew it.
However, it could potentially lead to better ticket sales. It's the, oh no, you found out our secret type tactic, and now you're going to want to go to Sick New World. Oops.
How much you want to bet that was planned? They're just
pretending.
It's just like what you're saying. They pretended it got leaked.
God, honestly, guys, the way Sick New World and Vegas and Metallica probably strategized. Oops. Now you're going to give us your money faster. It kind of makes sense to do it that way from the business strategist side of it. Alex and I were at Sick New World. Enjoyed it. It was not brutally hot, which is shocking. And they're having it several weeks earlier than in the year than it was this year. So it'll be April 12th.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
When Metallica told us when it was.
Lars gave us good news. Isn't that weird? There's my one Lars joke for the podcast. I promise not to overdo it. But yeah, April 12th. I'm fine with it. I think it'll be great. I don't know how they have to restructure the grounds for the snake pit and all those other things, but I'm sure they can get that figured out.
That's kind of what I was going to get into when we were talking about this Metallica thing. Metallica at Sick New World is going to look funky.
It will.
Like, it's going to look different because you and I went last year, Luke.
Yeah.
But I went the first year as well. And it's just going to look really weird. I am excited to see how they do it, but it's going to be very different for Sick New World.
You think they're going to stick with like how they've been like, kind of like structuring their concerts lately with like kind of like everyone in the middle.
I would like imagine
that's what they always do.
They've done they've done that for over a decade. So that's what I'm thinking. They'll restructure the main stage for the snake pit. That's what it's called. Like they have the all around thing.
Yeah.
But they could have more side stages with big bands on them.
So what they did,
when I saw them, not even like 10. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Alex.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just going to say at like a different one-off type of festival, not just a Metallica show. Uh-huh. I saw them at Power Trip in October.
Yeah.
They still had a snake pit, but it was different. I can't really remember. I took a picture of it. I don't remember where I saved that picture, but it was different. Like they had like the barrier and then all of the snake pit and then Metallica. So it's going to be like a different kind of structure, but they would definitely do some sort of snake pit for Sick New World. I don't see them not.
Metallica sells their own VIP snake pit passes and they make a lot of money. So,
well, no, I was going to say like, I saw Metallica back in 2017 and it wasn't a snake pit show. It was like, it was still a stadium show. It was at MetLife, but they just like had like a regular stage.
So that's cool that they can do it that way. That's cool. And MetLife's massive. That's a football stadium. So that's not to say.
It's where the Giants play.
Yeah. Well, I guess they call that football, but still. Whoa. Giants joke. Everyone makes fun of sports teams. It's fine.
By the way, only time I have ever been to MetLife in my life, not to go see the Giants, which is the team that my family has raised me on. No. Just to go see Metallica.
Out of you, Rowan.
Hey, and by the way, you know you got something good out of that appearance. You know how many people go to Giants games and see their team lose? You didn't see Metallica lose.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, no, like, seriously, just don't talk to my aunt during football season. It's not pretty.
That's fair. We all know people like that, so that's fine. So, Sick New World. I was already saying, like, I already told people before I knew all this, I would go to Sick New World again. And I told the people working there that. I don't know what that'll entail. I'm sure media and photographers will be extra competitive. Hopefully they are kind to people that followed it and attended it before and did well. Wink. So who knows? Yeah. Also, one more thing with that appearance for Metallica. They will be performing at Blacksburg, Virginia, which is where Virginia Tech, man, it almost blew my mind. Virginia Tech plays, and they have come out to Enter Sandman for every football game for a long, long time. So it'll actually be Metallica performing at Virginia Tech, and it's going to be a wild college show in their college football stadium. I think that's kind of cool. So,
yeah.
If you have any thoughts on Metallica performing in 2025, leave them in the chat and leave them in the comments. I've never shot Metallica. That would be wild to get to say I did that as a photographer. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. They might say, no, photographer scram. Who knows? But
never know.
It's pretty cool that they're still doing it. And this is only 2 months. And I'm willing to bet they'll announce more dates for the rest of 2025 after. The one final thing I'll go to before we move on. Who's supporting Metallica? Well, for the No Repeat Weekends, Limp Bizkit and Ice Nine Kills for the what type of lineup. And then for the one night only shows, Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. Also,
I've seen some of those bands before.
Yeah. And also,
they put on a good show.
That does kind of leak who's going to be where for festivals and things like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, oh, Limp Bizkit going to be Sick New World this year?
The fan.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't surprise me, though, from a business standpoint, because like they've been like, I don't know, like they've been getting like a resurgence in popularity in like the last few years.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
They have their fans that have matured. They want them keeping back. The tour they had this year was hit and miss for tour dates, but the tour dates that sold well did really well. So even if they're not putting out new music and it's just a legacy act, people still want to see it. Even if I'm not a fan, yeah, I know like there are fans out there.
Aspect.
Yeah. So Metallica and Limp Bizkit it sounds like one of our festivals that we would book, by the way. So.
Someone from one of those bands saw like our thing. It's like, what if we just did that in real life?
The festival booker and talent buyer is like, I'm putting way too much effort into this. I'm just getting that random image generator and we're following that. You owe us for that idea. Thank you.
Copyright.
Yeah. Oh yeah, copyright. So more information will be on the website tomorrow. If all that new Limp Bizkit album win. That's a situation where you say, careful what you wish for. You don't know what you'll get out of that. So
wasn't there like a, did they have an album titled Something Part One? And there still is not been a part two.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, we shall see.
It's gonna drive me crazy.
Now a brief detour for my weekend at Sick New World, where 3 days I covered.
You were at Riot Fest.
Riot Fest, excuse me. I'm just going to cut that out of the podcast form. You see how dried out my brain is from this past weekend? I can't even remember two things in the same sentence that I'm starting. Riot Fest 2024 in Chicago, headlined by the returning Slayer. Slayer's back. They said, screw retirement. The old folks home kicked us out. We got to find something else to do. And I mean this with all sincerity and all honesty and objectivity. They were great. They sounded great. They didn't miss a beat. Everything was fine. They opened with South of Heaven and people lost their minds. Just legit lost their minds.
That's a good one to open with.
I know. With the opening riff, dun, 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 people dun, dun, lost dun, their dun, minds. Dun, dun. So it was very cool. Gosh. And there was also a lot of other fun stuff. It was a variety festival. Sunday was headlined by Slayer. Sunday was the metal day. They also had Rob Zombie for his last performance of 2024. Fun show. They had Lamb of God setting things on fire. Fun show. Gwar was there, strung out. And this is where I tell a little story. Gwar came to the media area while there was a downpour to do some press and interviews, right? Kind of him to do that, not to say, screw it, we're not coming out in the rain. Well, one of them had to go to the bathroom, and another Gwar member held the door closed and wouldn't let him out of the porter potty. He thought it was hilarious. This could have been a disaster.
I mean, like, are you surprised though with that band and their whole aesthetic and identity? They're all just about just messing with people.
They are asterisk. This could have gone terribly wrong. If that thing would have tilted a centimeter, media and press would have been ruined. So.
They would have loved that, though. They would have reveled.
Yeah, because they get to leave. I had to stay there with my laptop and my gear until it stopped raining. Awesome. However,
hey guys, remember that one time?
Remember that one time we crapped all over media? Literally?
Huh? We would talk about it for years, for decades.
You're upset that the band who is famous for like for shooting blood and spunk at their audience has like, you know, could possibly cover you in crap too.
See, all the stuff they shoot off stage is 100% fake. I assure you that porter potty was not fake. There's a huge, massive difference in what to be angry over on that. Huge. I assure you, Gwar was gross. I mean, they went overboard for the Riot Fest show. They had red, blue, and green blood shot all over the crowd and everyone. Everyone was gross. However, all of it was fake. So can't be that upset. Also, on Sunday,
Gwar is probably still. Oh, sorry.
I was going to say,
Gwar is still probably still the nightmare for any concert photographer, though. You are taking a risk with your equipment. Yeah.
See, one time I shot him, I knew ahead of time, and like you get like protective sleeves for it. So.
And a poncho.
I know. Yeah.
I had a poncho.
I know. Yeah. I got it. I got the approval to cover the show first. Then it hit on me. It's like, oh, shiz. I don't have anything to cover my camera and everything.
Yep.
I'm sending you a poncho.
I had a rush order on Amazon.
Oh, ponchos are a must for a festival. They're cheap. You just put them in your pocket. They just fold up. Easy to do. And that way you don't have to pay $20 for a poncho at the festival. So. Also on Sunday, I saw a Sasquatch. Do you guys know who Sasquatch is?
It from I'm your beautiful photos.
There you name.
He literally is a man that dresses up as Sasquatch and plays saxophone covers, jazzy saxophone covers of rock songs. It's exactly what as cool as you think it is. And the crowd had a slow jazz circle pit. And like, we're actually doing like, yeah, yeah, like really slow marching in a circle pit. It was actually pretty cool. So.
One guy you saw like a couple weeks back, he was like the clown dude Puddles, I think his name was.
Puddles Pity Party.
That's, yeah, no. Okay, what's the better act? What's the better act? Puddles or Sasquatch?
To be fair, it is apples and oranges because one is direct singing covers. This is saxophone. And like one guy's totally turning. So I know, I agree. They're both spectacles, I assure you. They'll probably work together. Smell someday.
Like collaboration.
I know. Puddles and Sasquatch. Yeah. Exactly. Final thing. Sometimes when I talk fast, I get my syllables misplaced. it's very difficult to say Puddle's Pity Party correctly when you talk fast. Because I accidentally say Puddle's Piddle Party, which is a totally different party. And I do not want to see to pay to that one. So.
Oh, God.
Not the show.
Puddle just covers like money and.
Yeah.
I don't know. He covers money. And then when the sax comes in, Sasquatch just comes out on stage.
I know. They could make it work.
Awesome collab with that.
They definitely could. Also, for really brief, because I know Ridefest is in the past, I was just going to talk about a few things. I did not get to shoot Beck. That was the main headliner on Saturday. Very few photographers did. Same for St. Vincent. I saw Taking Back Sunday, and they decided for a silhouette performance. I got 4 actual photos I could show because that's all I could work. They decided to do like a silhouette thing, like they can only see their outlines with the colors behind them. I couldn't see their faces from the photo pit. So if I couldn't see them, there's no way people behind me saw them. So I thought that was interesting.
What's like, did they give a reason? Is it like some sort of artistic statement or whatever?
I'm sure it was for artistic reasons, but yeah, it was an awkward performance. And then NoFX is on their farewell tour. NoFX was exactly what I thought it would be. Fat Mike, this was the fifth to last NoFX performance ever before they retire. I did the finger quotes for everyone listening. A Fat Mike, right before and after the first song, said he was drunk and that he could not smell anything since 1992, to which his guitar said, yeah, from all the cocaine. So it was exactly what a NoFX concert would think of. So, and then Friday was my busiest day because I didn't know if Sunday was going to happen because of the rain forecast. So I ran around, just covered everything I could. Suicidal Tendencies was awesome. Jay Weinberg fits in like a glove. He's having a blast. He's loving it. His wife was in the photo pit. Everyone was having a good time. Sum 41 on their farewell tour. That was a lot of fun. An idiot fan tried to climb up on stage during the Sum 41 tour on the main stage. That did not go well. And finally, Fall Out Boy had everyone singing their hearts out in Chicago because they're a Chicago band. So it was definitely a hometown show. Riot Fest was fun. Stop trying to climb on stage. That happened at NoFX too. And finally, for festival etiquette, which some people know, some people don't. This concert I could do, but mostly festival. For whatever reason, on night one for NoFX, somewhat like either one person or a group of people brought a giant Chicago flag, like the size of the flag that you would have at your bank on the big pole. And they just like spread it out and held it up and over top of random people. People couldn't see this thing was a beast. Why would you bring that? Why? I don't care if you have that much Chicago pride. God. Don't do that. So, rude. Right. So everything else was actually really well done. Again, this is the most well-organized festival I've ever been to. Arklatex Fest, I have high hopes for as well as a different festival. Ride Fest, I'm just familiar with, and I have to say, this is also a festival that knows how to treat people. They have open bar massage tables for people in the press tents. Yeah, so just think about that.
Wow.
For free. Your eyes widen.
I know. Alex and I have worked enough festivals. Alex knows that doesn't happen.
Does not happen.
Even just the
open, who knows, Ride
just Fest? Even the free open bar, that doesn't happen. So, yeah, Ride Fest knows what they're doing. So,
yeah,
that being said, loved Ride Fest. Hope to go back next year. I have what's the right word for it? Speculation of who'll be there next year that I'll get into later. But we got other news to cover. So who wants to feel good about some stuff? Who wants some good news and some uplifting good time stuff? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll have to wait for another story because the next one's not great. We got more news from the Linkin Park camp that we're all made aware of this last Thursday or Friday, whatever it was. Linkin Park, the bad part of the news for this past week is Chester Bennington's mother was told by Johan, Mike Shinoda, that if Linkin Park would ever reform, they would tell Chester's mother first and let them know what the plan was. Yeah, nobody gave her a heads up. I think that's pretty rough.
Rude. Yeah,
that's pretty rough, guys. Dang, cold.
I mean, like, I know some people are going to say legally they don't have to. They're under no obligation, but still, it's just so scummy. It sounds scummy. you know,
have absolutely no reason. Like, they are a band. They are separate from Chester. We all know that. We've all kind of established that. They are still a band. They're still going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to continue on and doing all of the Linkin Park things. However, if you tell someone something like that, then don't respect what you told them. That's just messed up.
That's my part of it, too.
See, when that person is your dead bandmate's mother.
Yeah.
It's like...
And also, it's 2024, or even 2023, because they were planning all this well over a year in advance. You're trying to tell me they did not have time for one call or one FaceTime? They didn't have time for that. You went out of your way to tell them first. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, by the way, their PR team didn't think, oh, this might come back to bite us.
They were probably thinking about all the other stuff that's going to come back to bite them. And just hoping that'll blow over too. Because this is something that'll blow over too. It sucks to say, but it will. But again, if you're going to go out of your way to tell someone, we'll let you know beforehand, and then don't, why did you tell them in the first place?
Exactly.
So Linkin Park is just like every job, like every company saying they're hiring on Indeed.
It's
a little bit of a reach, that joke. Sorry about that. I'll do it myself.
Also, Linkin Park news, they released a new song, Heavy as a Crown, the second single to come from their upcoming album From Zero. I have not heard it yet. Anyone else? Has anyone else heard
it? I have.
Okay, so Rowan, I defer to you. What do you think of it? Keep in mind, I will not be swayed either way, so I'll want to hear it myself eventually.
You're fine. I'm going to just say average.
Okay.
It sounded fine. The music video was kind of cool too. It was like this animated like thing. It was like looked like something out of like The Dragon Prince on Netflix. If either of you have ever heard or watched that show,
no, I'm not. I'm not.
I don't know. It was like this
cool ordinary.
Yeah, like this 3D art place. I'm sorry. I'm looking at chat.
We'll get to the super chats later. I'll be definitely sure to read that one. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounded average, though. I mean, like, yeah, it's interesting that this is like the second song now with Emily, and you can it's kind of cool, like when you think about that going in. But like after a while, after listening to it, it's just like, yeah, that was just like another Linkin Park song, you know?
OK, that's fair. I mean, that seems like a fair response to it as well. It's out now. They performed it live in New York, and now it's released as a single again. From Zero, coming out in November. We'll talk more about that stuff as it comes. As I will, we cover other new Linkin Park music and news, because it's going to keep coming. It's not going to slow down. So as we move on, we also cover, this is the actual part where I have to cut that out for audio. And it's also a good part where we talk about something positive and a follow-up story from last week. Perry Farrell is getting actual medical support and seeing specialists and things like that for what happened after the last time they were on stage with Jane's Addiction at the Outlash at Dave Navarro. We played this clip last week for the visual of it. It was pretty rough looking, especially seeing his face. It does look like he's actually going to see specialists, not just addiction treatment, but actual other health and doctors and things like that. So it's good that he's taking it serious. And also Dave Navarro said he doesn't see Jane's Addiction performing ever again.
Oh, really? I was going to say, like, if he was like getting better, that could have been like a good sign, you know?
I do think it's still positive, and that should never say never. However, if Dave Navarro is saying that and he has other projects he can just sit back and collect money on, I don't know if he's going to want to go back to that with his last memory, seeing a belligerent Perry trying to wildly swing at him for some reason. Because his guitar was too loud.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oops. Tried it. Didn't work. I don't really want to try it again.
Right. And we also know that, like, to his own admission and his wife's admission, he was heavily drinking before every show. Perry was. So I can't imagine he was in the best of spirits before every show anyway.
That's easily why he's getting like more. He's doing more than just going to rehab, because you don't do that if things are going well for you.
Yeah.
You know?
So one step at a time, one day at a time, just like the whole adage is. He's getting treatment. That's what we needed to hear. That's the good stuff, right? Yeah. Right? That's
a good
thing. So we hope for the best. We hope for the best for all these bands too. Like, even though we're confused or speculate or just a little bit disappointed in some things, we want the best for bands, Linkin Park, Jane's addiction. The next canned band, I don't know if we can say, because this is one of two things that one of my podcast hosts here brought to me while I was away for the weekend. Each one of them brought me one story. This is something that Rowan pointed out for a new single that came out from an upcoming album. For those who are not aware, Skillet is releasing a new album in the next month. I believe in the next month or so. I was asked to review and interview them. I politely ignored the email. I apologize. I'll work with other bands, sure. However, they released a new song, and they have a little short of it on their Instagram. Now, keep in mind what Skillet looks like. Their singer, Mr. Cooper. And, yeah. My freedom. That's enough. I don't want to get copyright dinged. My faith, my family, my freedom. You can tell right away exactly what direction they're going for with this Skillet song and album. Now we shall take a moment to read some of the top comments on this post. One from Anthony Fantano, the needle drop on the Skillet's thread too. The puking emojis from Anthony Fantano. We have, he plagiarized these lyrics from a Walmart t-shirt. My faith, my family, my freedom. Why is it giving AI generated country worship? Hello, I'm your number one fan, but I'm sure what this song is about. Lyrics too abstract. Can someone please explain? And finally, music they play at the police station.
Oh, God.
That last one is so on the nose that it might as well be in the booklet for the CD if they release a CD for it.
Huh. I mean, like,
Rowan, you go ahead. This is yours. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Rowan.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Everyone, pour one out. This is no longer the same band who released Whispers in the Dark and Monster. This was a band I really had a lot of nostalgia for because, not going to lie, 10-year-old me, this was a good gateway band into hard rock and metal. Not going to lie, Monster, like, blasted that pretty much all throughout middle school. Just love that stuff. I knew they were always, like, Christian and all that stuff, but here's what set them apart, and, like, what in my opinion, at least, makes a good Christian rock band. Mm-hmm. It's not so, like, in your face with Christianity, if sure. That makes sense.
No, I get that.
Like, I love other... Like, I'm not Christian. I'm not religious. But there are, like, a lot of, like, Christian bands I do like The Devil Wears Prada, August Burns Red, and the former Skillet, the artist formerly known as Skillet.
Understandable.
I'm not even gonna get into politics or religion or anything like that because I am in no way qualified to talk about any of that. I'm just gonna say it's absolutely lame. The lyrics themselves, it's like the type of song that Trey Parker and Matt Stone would write for a South Park
sketch. It is.
It's like, so like
as like the Book of Mormon play. This is on poor. Like if they were trying to do the country rock Tennessee version,
if they were making fun of like country hard rock, yeah. This is like it's exactly the song. That's by the way, it's funny that he's like trying to be. It's funny he's trying to act like the cool, tough cowboy, but he's always wearing eyeliner, John Cooper. I mean, pick a lane, man.
Yeah. Before Alex, Alex, before I ask your opinion on this, I would like to regale everyone for a story from 2019 when I met John Cooper and interviewed him at Welcome to Rockville. My girlfriend, now my wife, was there with me. That was her first festival. John Cooper, the nicest guy. Couplet in my wife's wake up, was having a good time, talked about his upcoming album. That's all the nice things I could really say. So that's where it ends. So I will say this. He was a nice guy in 2019. Alex, any thoughts about Skillet's direction and music and what Mr. Cooper is going through?
You know, I'm going to totally agree with Rowan on this one. Early, you know, 2000s Skillet, it's one of those like radio staple bands. Yes. Like you couldn't get away from them. And they had a lot of really good hits. And I, too, have interviewed and met Mr. Cooper in the past. And he was always very nice to me then. But that was a very long time ago as well. So I can't speak on Cooper 2.0 or whatever version this is right now.
Yeah. Again, I'm sure if you looked at the older tracks again, you could find some religious like connotations in the lyrics. But again, it was like it was subtle enough that it didn't like it wasn't like in your face. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when you make when you make Christian rock this, like with this on the nose lyrics, it kind of alienates your audience.
I think people are just not into that. I have two minds of this. One, the last few years when they started appearing on Fox and Friends. And again, this is not a political statement I'm making. I'm just saying when they started doing that, they started really leaning into what they wanted to. Their last album where it had a song ending called White Horse, where he was the prophet telling the news. And like he was actually delivering the message of Jesus. It, like when you get to that point, you're like going way past trying to be a Christian band. It's almost zealotry. And this here is a combination of your beliefs and cashing in on the country rock trend. And I don't know. It's just such a wild deviation from a song like Monster and songs from like the late 2000s that really put Skillet on the map. So I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I like the, you know, harkening back to what Rowan was talking about. I like the not so blatant, like leave it open for interpretation. That's what the beauty. Yeah. One of the beautiful pieces of music is we can interpret it and apply it to our own lives. Whatever way we need to in that moment, it can change every time we listen to it. But if you're just flat out saying, this is what I'm singing, it's not as fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like, when that happens, it's like in the moment listening to a song, I'm like, okay, this is not for me. So I have no reason to really kind of come back to this, you know?
Yes.
And when that makes sense. And I'm not trying to knock on anyone's religion. It's just
yeah. And I'm not either. But when we get to the imagery of him in a swamp with a cowboy hat on, talking about my faith, my family, my freedom, and love, loyalty. I pledge fidelity in the land of liberty. It's patriotism, it's Christianity, and it's all targeted to make a profit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. See, does he look like he's trying to pull off a Crocodile Dundee on this image right here? I'm not the only one that sees that, right? He's trying to be Mr. Crocodile Dundee in 2024.
I was feeling that too.
I was thinking more like Steve Irwin with the shirt or something.
Don't
like
that. You don't dare Crocodile Steve Hunter Irwin's doesn't deserve that.
Come on. I said Crocodile Dundee because that's at least an actor in a role, you know? Poor Steve Irwin.
How about Bear Grylls? Okay.
Oh, you think John Cooper's trying to go out camping and drinking his own pee to hydrate himself?
Ugh. I don't know if like the whole idea is like, oh yeah, I'm a tough guy or something like that. Guess, I don't know.
I guess. Oh, it's when you need to write a song for the Trump rally. Thanks. Okay. Final comment. We'll read. Thanks for not mentioning God in this song. I'm friends with God and I think he'd find this embarrassing. Woof. Okay. So
I would love the idea that God is just like, okay, dude, this is lame.
He's like, you need to calm down your love for me. Okay. That's enough.
Yeah. Ugh.
So
I'd much rather prefer you make good music.
Yeah. So before we get on to our next story, I want to say we have some additional festivals to book. Not only do we get two super chats that we'll go through, we got five gifted memberships from Subhuman. So we'll have three more festivals to book, but we'll do them quickly. Thank you guys so much for that. Already the most beneficial podcast we've done in that sense so far. So thank you guys so much for helping up and coming to bat because YouTube ad revenue isn't exactly going to keep us fed. Thank you so much. So we will get to that in a little bit. First, we now go to a little bit of a good example of a circumstance because traveling field reporter Alex, who was in Europe last couple of weeks, went to somewhere that had to do with Poppy, and Poppy had an announcement made to this just today. So, Alex, if you want to take it.
Heck yeah. Stoked. Okay, so Poppy, she released a new single last week, and she teamed up with Jordan Fish on this single. So, Jordan Fish, as we know, former Bring Me the Horizon.
Great talent, yeah.
Yeah, super awesome guy, very good producer, awesome song. Poppy announced the release of the new album this track comes off of. So that album is due out in November, and it is the follow-up to Zig, which came out in 2023.
Yes.
And the album itself, called Negative Spaces, due out November 15th via Sumerian Records. It does include They're All Around Us, mm-hmm. which was co-written by Jordan Fish, formerly of Bring Me the Horizon. And the tie-in here, I got to hang out in Sheffield a couple weeks ago, which is where Bring Me the Horizon are from. That was so cool. It was such a cool experience.
That's pretty awesome. only slightly jealous still of your European tour that you got to take. So,
well, I think I brought something back with me, but
you brought the worst, souvenir possible, by the way.
I've just been drinking a lot of hot tea. It's been fine.
Oh, did you bring like that? Did you bring that Cockney accent with you also? Woof.
I did. Wasn't it gorgeous? That one's not hanging on though.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they loved you when you did that over there.
I think we should just hot key the foghorn at this point.
Hey, you shut your mouth, Rowan. You shut your fingers too. But Sheffield was super rad. I got to hang out in the city for a few days and, you know, just check everything out. I was hanging out with family, and there is like this area up near Sheffield called like the Peak District. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. It's like full on green. There are villages everywhere, castles all over the place. Definitely recommend if you ever head out that direction. Very beautiful.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, so if there's a festival in Sheffield and they would like us to work with them, please just let us know. We'll help make it work. Gladly. Thank you very much.
I will never do the accent again if you let us come do stuff in Sheffield.
God, there's more benefits that we know of now. Awesome. So reminder, thank you for remembering in the chat. 6 more likes and we'll play Festival Rocker Flop, just the general version. We will be playing for the people that did super chats and for the gift memberships anyway, though. We'll do those fast because there's so many of them. However, it's fun for us to do and we're very thankful for that. That being said, another story that was brought to my attention in the chat while I was at Riot Fest. We brought the news that Oasis is coming back and is going to be performing at Wembley Stadium, which is awesome. They're going to have like a 3 or 4 night stay at there. Oasis tour in 2025. 90s Britpop fans are ecstatic. Well, Mr. Gallagher, Liam that is, performed as an opening act or support for a show at Wembley. And apparently, fans have already started putting their bought tickets up for sale because his performance was so bad. And this was stated and quoted by many sites. I don't know if there's a more secondhand embarrassment type thing that I've seen in a while for something like this that's this big.
Huh. And that's rough. That's so rough.
I don't know, because the Oasis campaign, that's huge. The fact that they're back, the brothers going to work together. Liam Gallagher performed several Oasis hits at Wembley before Anthony Joshua's fight against Daniel Dubois. It was like an actual fight, like a boxing or MMA or something. Boxing fans, yeah. You had Liam Gallagher come in and sing Wonderwall before you had a boxing match?
Nothing gets you fired up like that one.
It's like when powerlifters at the gym listen to like Taylor Swift or something as they're going through like doing a heavy lift. It's like some sort of weird mental thing.
Dude, that would get me more pumped than Wonderwall.
Oh my gosh. I'm the 400-pound Bulgarian body powerlifter listening to I Don't Know About You, But I'm Feeling 22 and then Champagne Supernova before he goes and sets a world record for powerlifting. Okay.
It's not as uncommon as you would think.
I'll trust you on it.
People have some weird playlists.
Someone just said, I saw people on Australian TV, news TV, even roasting Liam for his performance. Goodness. You just like you are selling that many tickets, but your performance is so bad that people are wanting their money back already. What does Noel think about this? Do you think he's mad? Ugh.
Oh, definitely.
Well, he's mad.
Domino effect. Yeah.
He's mad anyway. I mean, it's Oasis. They're going to be mad at each other for no matter what. So moving on. That was a story one of you said to me, and I just like, there's no way. And then I looked into it. Oh, no, it's true. So, Oh, and Michael Buffer introduced Liam Gallagher, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. Everything about this is weird. Let's get ready for Wonderwall. Yeah, that guy. So, did you just go to concession at that point? I don't know what I would do with that. I like Oasis fine, but even I'm like, this is weird. So,
yeah, I'm dreaming. This doesn't feel like real life.
This feels like a fever dream of some sort. So, and there's a picture of the brothers looking grumpy with their hands in their pockets. Woof. Well, moving on to a story. We talked about Rowan's finding the skillet story. Well, now we have some good news. Alex found out that one of our most established voice actors has a panache for covering a musician. Hank Azaria of The Simpsons has covered many, 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 many voices in and outside of The Simpsons. What other musician, Alex, is he going to cover now?
Well, he's been working on it for a long time. It's been an impression in the making. Mm-hmm. Is Bruce Springsteen, and he does a phenomenal job.
And not only that, he's already set for a performance live in Los Angeles. Maybe more than one,
too. They have sold out.
Yeah.
They've actually sold out a couple shows already. It's wild. Hank Azaria fronting a Bruce Springsteen cover band was not on my bingo card for 2024.
And it's not Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you told us this story, my first thought is like, is he going to do like his Simpson characters as for the songs? And that's the hook, you know?
I'd be okay with that too.
I would watch that. I would pay money for that.
To do one song and one voice. Yeah, that's a good get too. But it's not Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It's Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. Everything down to the letter will be a true tribute band. There's a picture of him performing, a guitarist behind him. This has been going on for a while. For 36 years, he's been working with The Simpsons, which also is wild to think about. And all he said is he's trying to keep it polite. I'm working on a thing. Yeah, so if you're in the Los Angeles, his first official gig at... Is it LA or New York?
No, so this, they started in July. He's already done a bunch of performances all over. Yeah. So they got started in July. So I don't remember how it came about, but one day, I mean, he's Hank Azaria. He can do whatever he wants. He was like, you know what? I do a really good Bruce Springsteen impression with my voice. I wonder if I can sing like him too. So he tortured, you know, his kids and his wife and perfected his impression, not only speaking, but also singing just like Bruce Springsteen. And he's like, you know what? Let's take this show on the road. I think it's awesome.
That's a pretty good way to test yourself, too. Especially if you have teenage kids. Teenage kids will tell you if it's good or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Besides, someone in the chat said, I know he's not going to do this, but imagine Apu singing Born to Run. I now cannot get that out of my mind. And it is hilarious. I will. Again, if he does like the Simpsons characters, I will pay. I am willing to pay a lot of money to go see that show. I don't care if I have to travel. I don't care what I have to do. I would see that first in line.
Honestly, just for curiosity's sake, I would go see this as is, as him just kicking ass and nailing it. I mean, Apu would be hilarious, but Hank Azaria doing Bruce Springsteen, did not see that coming in the least.
And he says he's not a Bruce impersonator. Well, we're going to find out if he is.
What if he does like a thing where it's like he does like everything with the Bruce Springsteen like impression, but then like maybe like towards the end, he's like, OK, I'll throw you a bone. And he does like, I don't know, Chief Wiggum or something for Dancing in the Dark. I don't know. I don't know. Give a little have a little goofiness and seriousness.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably going to be something lighthearted anyway. I can't see this being super serious as it is, you know. Then again, a lot of people take The Boss real serious. So what do I know? So
a lot of people do. And the cool thing about this is all of the proceeds do benefit the 4-9 foundation. So it's all for a good cause, too.
Yes, absolutely. So cool news to see this. I like when new things pop up like this. Good, positive, uplifting things. We also got an announcement today before we get to other stuff. I know Alex usually goes over the tours, but there's one I wanted to cover that just got announced today, I believe. This might be the heaviest tour I've ever heard. Happening in 2025. I hope this also makes some festival appearances as well. But we are going to find out one way or another because it's a big tour going through like spring to fall 2025. Weird Al Yankovic's bigger and weirder tour with Puddles Pity Party.
Ooh.
This tour is big. I mean, it goes all through the US and Canada from spring to fall. There's speculation that it will hit some festivals as well. Now, I know we've worked with Arklatex Fest before and like talked with some of those nice people there. I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, but if you got Weird Al, you're going to sell tickets. And he's a lot more metal than most metal bands out there anyway. So I just thought that was nice. And also Weird Al with Puddles Pity Party is perfect. It is the perfect setup. So.
Ooh, they need to get Sax Squatch to.
Oh, they do to open. And then they all three like do a big thing at the end of the night with like a final song to close out. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. You'd be amazing.
You're right.
Tell me if that is not the that would not be the greatest thing to view in like of all time.
There are there are labels and publicists and marketing agents all frantically ringing, trying to get all that combined now. OK, we need one more opener for this. Get the Yeti playing saxophone. So, yeah.
And anybody find Hank Azaria? What's he doing that day, too?
Probably doing well, if he gets all his voiceovers done in time, he could probably come over for that show because they know each other. Hank Azaria and Weird Al.
I want to see it.
Yeah,
we're gonna do it. All four of these bands, same lineup. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make it our rock.
I know. Yeah, it'd be glorious. It'd be amazing.
See, this is not much. That's not as random of a festival. But you better believe I would go. So again, and I stand by my statement. Weird Al is more metal than many metal bands out there right now. Absolutely. Sax and
accordion. Say if we get sax squat.
I was just going to someone said in the comment a sax and accordion battle. Ooh. I don't know if we could survive again. That. Yeah.
Again, if this if they, I know this is wish fulfillment. If they get sax squatch and they get Hank Azaria doing Bruce Springsteen, this we would have peaked as a society if this show happened.
2025 is how
you might as well. Yeah.
2025 is when the music industry heals, and it's through this tour that we've added on to.
2025 is when we have world peace, and it's because of this show.
I mean, we already have the dates, and Weird Al and Puddles are already on board. Most of the work's done. So, yeah. Finally, before we get to our upcoming tours and albums that have been announced over the past week, one group I want to point out, well, two technically, one group I want to point out that I met at Ridefest, very cool company that's a vendor that a lot of festivals and other stuff. Punk with a Camera. That's the name of it, the Instagram thing. You can't really see it that well on here. At Punk with a Camera on Instagram. You can see it right here where I'm highlighting. They have probably the coolest designs I've seen for like festival t-shirts and stuff ever. I'm wearing one right now. Let me see if I can back up and show it to you. It's Magneto Was Right, and he's killing Nazis with his powers. It's stuff like that.
Nice.
I don't have the sticker with me, but they also gave me a sticker. One of them is Michael Romance, My Chemical Romance, but with Michael Scott from The Office dressed up in the outfit from My Chemical Romance. This is the type of stuff.
Eyeliner, he's got like the emo haircut.
And he's singing like Gerard. Yes. Punk with a Camera. They have a lot of cool stuff. Follow them on Instagram. Awesome things. Tell them I sent you. Blah, blah, blah. Also, want to say hello to anyone watching from Q101 in Chicago. Though someone from there introduced themselves to me and say they watch the channel and are aware of the podcast. So the rock station in Q101, who was at Riot Fest, is aware that we exist. And we're very appreciative of that. Thank you. Hopefully we can collaborate and do something fun with you guys too and promote your stuff, whatever it might be. Awesome. Good stuff. Alex, do you have any tours that you would like to share with us? Because I know there are some that got announced this past week besides the big Magneto and Metallica one. I just saw Magneto on there. Not the Magneto tour, the Metallica tour. I'm tired.
You need a nap, Luke.
I know.
Well, you stole my thunder with Weird Al.
I'm sorry. How could I keep quiet about that? Come on.
No, I'm just kidding. It's okay. Yeah. That was my biggest tour announcement.
I need to talk about it.
It's true. Yes.
No, we also do have a really good update, some positivity again, just filling all of this podcast with some positivity. So Heart had to postpone their tour a couple months ago because Ann Wilson was diagnosed with cancer. She had cancer. They took care of it. But doctors were like, hey, take it easy from here. We want to make sure you're okay. And we want to do some like preventative chemo. So, of course, they postponed the tour. But now we've got some new dates announced. They added a few more dates to the run here, so that's awesome. The Royal Flush tour with Heart, it's going to be a fun time.
Nice.
We had some extra dates on the Linkin Park tour. We kind of talked about that as well. So the From Zero World tour will continue in Paris, Dallas, Sao Paulo, and we've got Sleep Token, Bad Omens, Gene Dawson, and Helmet on certain shows for this one.
Good variety on those as well. I do like that.
That's all I got.
Awesome. Very nice. Good updates. Rowan, do we have any upcoming albums for this Friday to be released?
week, but we still got some. So okay. We got the Black Dahlia murder. Okay. We talk about. I know. Yeah, I was about to say your thing is Miles pity party. Mm-hmm. Mine is the Black Dahlia murder. Apparently,
okay.
Black Dahlia murder is releasing their 10th studio album Servitude this Friday. Also coming this week is a metalcore band called Harriet with Devoured by the Mouth of Hell. Absolutely metal name.
Okay.
And finally, we have Bewitcher with their album Spellshock. I gave it a listen, by the way, to some of their stuff. They already released a couple of the songs off the album. It's like if black metal mixed with speed metal. Think like Toxic Holocaust, if anyone is familiar with that band. It's a lot like that.
Something to play on the way to church. Got it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Something that like even your priest can rock out to.
Okay, gotcha. Very cool. Good updates. Anything else we need to cover before we get down to business? I don't think so.
Think so.
I don't think so either. All right.
Yeah.
We got some work to do because it's time to build some festivals.
We got a couple this time.
We got at least four. And we'd have to go through these quickly. I know we were planning to go over just a little bit anyway, so I can cover some Riot Fest stuff. Each week that we hit the like button goal, we book a random festival. And every time someone gives enough of a super chat or gives memberships, we book a festival day for them as well. Well, we got a 4-day festival. We'll name each day as well. So there's Sonic Temple's 4 days. Well, our festival is going to be 4 days. Let's think of it that way. This is at random.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, this is at random. Do not be mad at me if it's not a good festival. However, we will vote on each one. Alex and Rowan, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. As you can see, I do not cheat. I show you guys the folder I'm pulling through to make sure it's completely clear. Please don't let this be crap. First one for the first festival for our Rocked Festival. Goo Goo Dolls. I'm surprisingly okay with that.
I've seen them live. They're good.
They play the hits and play them well. I'm fine with that. Don't lie. Don't act like you don't want to hear Iris live and cry a little bit. Number two, Star Set. I'm already up for it. I'm a big Star Set fan.
Okay.
Goo Goo Dolls and Star Set. I don't know how well they match, but still.
Didn't we have them again at another festival like 2 weeks ago?
It was a few weeks ago, yes. We try not to do it back-to-back weeks, but I think we've had Star Set at least once. So I saw it wasn't last week. So number three, Health. The Noise Rock Band. I'm fine with that. We're all over the place right now. Number four, Crobot. That groovy funk rock.
Dave Grohl.
No. That's Probot or whatever. Crobot is like funk rock.
I've never heard of Crobot.
Yeah, they've been around for a few years. They're not bad. They're on tour with CKY right now. So, and number five.
I legit heard Probot. Yeah.
Yeah. Crobot. CROBOT. And number five, The Warning. Who I just saw that photo is literally from Riot Fest. Okay.
Yeah. I love The Warning.
Okay. I think Alex might have, like, I don't know if the audio picked it up. Alex legitimately almost sat up out of her chair and went, yes, yes, yes to that one.
You hear my back cracking when I did that? I'm so sorry.
No, I did not hear your back cracking, but still. Okay.
It's so good. Developed scoliosis.
The Warning was great live. It was my first time seeing them. They sounded good. It was like really well done. Yeah, it's really well done, guys. So day one. Okay. Rocked Festival. I'll just call it that for easy sake. Would you go to see? So going to have to help me up The Warning. Robots. Star Set.
We should do like a thing where we should do like a thing. Like what day of the festival would you go to?
It might be a thing. Like we check out the percentages of each and see which one's the winner. By percentage. So which one am I missing? The Warning, Crobot, Star Set, Goo Goo Dolls, Health. Took me a second. All right, we're gonna keep the poll short. We have to do them really quick, guys. Vote in the chat. Would you go to this festival? While we're doing that, Alex and Rowan. Alex, would you go to this festival?
Yes.
Rowan, would you go to this festival?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Me, yes. There's more than enough to warrant me going for sure. There's nothing bad at this festival, even by a long shot. Even if you've never heard of some of these names, there's nothing bad. You can trust me on that. So
you know, I'm familiar with Star Sand Goo Goo Dolls. I don't know the warning, but if Alex loves them that much, then that's like a good, you know, that's a good sign.
Yeah. New album just came out this year. More. Is that the name of the album? That's one of the songs.
Keep Me Fed.
Keep Me Fed is the name of the album, excuse me, that came out this year. It's really solid. They're three sisters from Mexico. They do a great job. So
fantastic.
Yes. Star Set's awesome live. They're amazing. Goo Goo Dolls, everyone's going to sing along to. Health is where it'll get weird. Health is great, but the concerts get wild. It's a noise rock. It's Deftones-esque. They just did a Deftones cover, oddly enough. And Crobot is like the funk rock style. So it's all over the place. All right. I'll try my best to remember the percentages. And we have, for day one of our festival, 89% yes.
Is that the highest like yes percentage we've ever had?
I think we've done higher.
Oh, really?
Highest still in a while, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is good.
Yeah.
We're going to keep this one.
This is a solid one. Okay. Rocks Festival is good. Coming up next from Up Down Jesse, who left a super chat saying, play some Minecraft. Well, just for that, Jesse, day two is Minecraft Festival. This is the Minecraft.
Please, for the love of God, we get Tenacious D. Perfect.
Sorry for coughing like that. Yes, they are in the bin. So for the random. Here we go. Band one for Minecraft Fest. Static X. It's already getting intense. Okay. Band number two. Weezer. This is actually somehow appropriate for something called Minecraft Fest. Weezer and Static X.
It would be fitting if it's all the meme bands.
It's getting there. It feels like it's actually going down that path. Band three. Turnstile. Wow. We're getting a lot more aggressive now. A lot more energetic with the crowd after Weezer. Number four. Tool.
I'm in. That seals the deal for me.
Let's be honest. Tool would play. Rowan's
back crack that time.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Tool would play.
Yeah, no, I probably can't get up out of this chair now.
Oh, well. Please help us cover Rowan and Alex's medical bills as we pop their backs. Sorry. Yes. And band number five. Cherry Bombs, which is the stunt show from Alicia Taylor, Corey Taylor's wife. Like they use power tools and like do the trapeze stuff live to rock songs. It's pretty fun. Again,
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Cherry Bombs. Look it up on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram, especially, they have documentaries on it. Lots of intense stunts they do. Fire breathing, the power tool stuff. That's the photo on right now. It's pretty cool. So,
well, I guess if they're using like power tools and it's Minecraft where you build crap, I guess sort of fitting.
Yeah. I can definitely say all these bands actually would play something called Minecraft Fest. They totally would.
Yeah.
However, let me type this out first. Would you go to Minecraft Fest? Tool. All right. Help me out. What are the other bands? Cherry Bombs.
Cherry Bombs.
Weezer.
Yeah.
Turnstile.
Static X.
There we go. Thank you, guys. Turnstile. Static X. All right. Polls open. Alex, would you go to Minecraft Festival?
Would, yes.
Okay. Rowan, would you go to Minecraft Festival in a back brace?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
Then. Yeah, I'm kidding. Okay. Yes, yes.
That's one yes and one no. Okay.
I'm joking. I just wanted to see your look on your face. You're like,
almost broke Luke.
I know. It's like, okay, fine. Don't go. See if I care. Whatever. Honestly, that's an awesome lineup, even though Tool and Weezer would be so awkward backstage together. I want to see that show as well. Just put a candid camera backstage and put their dressing rooms right next to each other and just let us watch the shenanigans happen. So
do a live feed. It'll be hilarious.
Mm hmm.
What Tool did the do the Buddy Holly guitar lick.
Oh, yeah. And Weezer tries to cover something like Schism, but makes it all Weezer sounding.
That'd be hilarious.
Man.
That should be on Teal. That should have been on the cover album.
A lot of songs are on that Teal album, should not have been on there, and some others too. As long as I don't have to hear Toto again. Remember that year that came out and the cover of Toto was literally played every 5 minutes? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And we are at 89%. Was that as same as last time?
It was, but we have more votes this time. I'm noticing that. So technically more people want to see this festival.
That would be a tiebreaker. So you know what? Mindfest Day is up just by one hair, by a hair.
Not how that works. The percentage is a percentage, guys.
It is. The math does math, however, and we need a tiebreaker. So there we go. Now we go to Ellie Yeet. With the super chat, Jane's Addiction YouTube dropped a song called True Love not long after the statement. I imagine that was done to wash away the bad taste of the show. Your opinion if you've heard it? I have not heard it. I was not aware that Jane's Addiction dropped a song just to address what happened. Have either of you that known title, about this?
Did not know about that title. It sounds too like on the nose. Was that just like in like the reserve or something like that?
Ooh, and, like, maybe like an old B-side. They said like, just put this out there. Maybe that'll help calm things down.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right, I don't
they
know.
Had that one that they just shipped a single to radio.
Yeah. Right before they
started touring. With everything that happened. Like, I don't know. That's just like, I don't know how to, how to say it.
Yeah. I none of us have heard it though. Correct.
No.
Okay. So sorry, we can't attest to that. However, we now have Yeet Fest. Y-E-E-T.
Yeet
Fest. Here we go. Band number one for Yeet Fest. Day three, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They would play a Yeet Fest.
Yes, they will. Oh, goodness. That has Flea written all over it. Okay. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, day one's going to sell. Or this day three is going to sell. Excuse me. Day three. It's going to sell. So number two, where's my mouse? Come on. 30 Seconds to Mars. I'll say this
song, to be fair.
I'll say this. Yeet Fest has a lot of money to be thrown around to build this festival.
Fest is going to make a lot of money. We know that.
Yes. Yeah, it will. I can't say that it won't. It will. Red Hot Chili Peppers and 30 Seconds to Mars. It will make money. Number three, Gwar. Awesome.
You know what? Yes, I would see them just for Gwar.
Please make them bring out a fake Jared Leto on stage, like a mannequin, and have them kill the fake Jared Leto before 30 Seconds to Mars actually has to play.
They would do that.
Oh, yeah. They would plan on that. Yeah. That's a big eat on that one. Okay. Number four. Better Lovers. I've worn their t-shirt before. That fits more with the sound. I love Better Lovers. They have a new album coming out this year. In no way will the singer of Dillinger Escape Plan and members formerly of Every Time I Die behave themselves if they know 30 Seconds to Mars is backstage. Again, awesome. I'm loving this so far. The chaos is working. And number five, Rob Zombie.
Oh, I love Rob Zombie.
This might be the biggest name day festival we've ever had. Like the most expensive, higher name, multi-platinum album talent we've had in one day.
Gonna make honestly, a lot yeah, of money. Fair.
I was about to say Tool, like the other one had Tool and Weezer, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think it's just sheer number of fans. Yeah.
Yeah. With all this worldwide stuff, would you go to Yeet Fest? So what we got? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rob Zombie, 30 Seconds to Mars, Gwar, and Better Lovers. Start the poll. Alex, would you go to Yeet Fest?
You know what? I would.
Yeah.
Oh, show.
Rowan, would you go to Yeet Fest?
What?
Sorry, I cut out. Can you say it again?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I know it's one word, but it was just like silent. I would make sure there was nothing on there. I would go to the
I thought you were trying to do some sort of like get back at me for the last.
Oh no, 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 no. No, no. I would not set anyone up like that blindly for that. However, I would go to this too. We all need concession time and time to check merch. I can do that during 30 Seconds to Mars. I'm fine with it. So you know what? I'm going to Yeet Fest. I think it works out well. Again, this might be the biggest name one with the biggest names compacted into our day three of our big fatty festival. Our festival's making money no matter what.
We'll tell you, your festival is wild. Yes. Most definitely.
Okay.
Honestly, every day, every one of these festivals today have some big name on them.
There is a draw to each day, to be fair.
Yeah.
And we are at 85% yes. So you know what? 3 days in a row, all in the 80s. That's awesome. And finally, we go to day four, Subhuman Fest, who gifted 5 Rocked memberships. Thank you, Subhuman. Very much appreciated. This is the second Subhuman Fest we've had, I believe. Thank you again. Here we go, day four, band one, Des Rocks. Are either of you familiar with Des Rocks?
Yeah, Des Rocks is good.
Yeah. Singer-songwriter has a backing. Singer-songwriter has a backing band. He's done a lot of touring in the last 2 years. He's had a radio song. This is a good opener for a festival. Honestly, and this was shot at a festival, this photo I took. So, good opener. Band two. Gotcha. The Dillinger Escape Plan. We just talked about Better Lovers. We've had this photo before, specifically like over a month ago.
Yeah, he was like carrying carrying the amp around with a mic in his mouth.
That is correct.
Just like in his teeth.
That is correct. And he was doing that because he mid song wanted to move a speaker, but he didn't want to have to stop to put the mic down. That's how he thinks. Number three, Billy Idol. There we go.
At least my mom's going to the show. I could say that at least.
I love Billy Idol. I have no shame.
By the way, this was at Rockville 2018, where he took the microphone during the first song, held it in front of his crotch and acted like it was his own personal item and kind of waving it around in front of the crowd. Man is in his 60s or so. Yeah. That is Billy Idol dancing with himself. Number four.
I mean, you got it.
Ooh, our first qualifier for Subhuman. We have a new breaker. The crowd demands it. It'll show up on screen. Replace any one of the previous bands with the next band. So we have a decision to make, Alex and Rowan and I. Which one do we want to replace? Billy Idol, Des Rocks, or the second that I don't remember?
Dillinger Escape Plan. I'm leaning towards Des Rocks just because I don't know them, if that makes sense.
Understandably, for monetary value to sell. Alex, go ahead.
Sell, I agree, for lineup sake, even without knowing who is still to come.
Yeah.
Des Rocks and Billy Idol work really well together. That's a hard one. I would say Dillinger just for that fact alone. But then again, I don't know who else is left.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. We don't know who's coming next. So we have two. I see a bunch of different ones. You know what? I'll be the split tiebreaker and I'm going to go vote for Chaos because we've had the Dillinger Escape Plan before. Let's keep Des Rocks and keep Billy Idol. Dillinger Escape Plan, we will have to say goodbye to. And they are being replaced with.
Please be Lorna Shore.
The Smashing Pumpkins. Please be something
good. All right. I'm into that.
All right.
It's not a perfect fit, but it still somehow kind of fits for the day we're going for.
It's still a big draw. Also, yes. By the way, it's another big draw name.
It is. Yeah. Okay, Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Idol, Des Rocks. Number four, Ailstorm. We've had them before. The pirate rock band, pirate metal.
Yeah.
So we're at four now, right?
Now we're at four, correct.
Okay.
And the last one for the night, ending day four, Ginger.
Wow, that threw a wrench in the vibe here. I love Ginger, but
yes, I do. But I also agree with you. It is not exactly on par with Billy Idol and the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, this is a funky festival.
It is funk. There is a funk to this one. Correct. Not bad, but definitely chaotic. And it works that way, too. Start a poll. Would you go to also? That's a great name for this. Would you go to Subhuman Fest? Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Idol, Ginger,
Des Rocks,
Ailstorm, Des Rocks. Final poll. Thank you guys for sticking with us so long late into the game. I know we're running way over time. We want to get these festivals done. We want to take care of you guys and actually do the super chats and stuff. We're very appreciative of it. Alex, would you go to Subhuman Fest?
I would, yes.
Okay. Rowan, would you go to Subhuman Fest?
Yes.
Okay. I would also, again, it's kind of like some of the other days. There's nothing flat out horrendous. There's not. There's definitely worth merit for going to this one as well. Our 4-day festival is definitely bonkers. I don't know who aligned each band on each day. However, there's something for everyone each day, so I can see it that way.
Yeah. You know, no matter what day, there's a band worth seeing.
Yes. And also,
actually, should we like poll the,
which day?
I'm curious. Should we like poll the audience? Like what? Yeah. What day? If you had to pick one,
if we have to go really quick, I will, but I got to wait for the tour.
Okay. Oh yeah. Sorry.
Poll to go. Also, while we're waiting for the votes, if you look at the photo on the screen right now of Ginger, you can see Tatiana singing and the top of the head of the drummer peeking over the stand like Wilson from Home Improvement. He's like, whoop. I don't know. I was like that for the photo. I didn't want to cut it out or like Photoshop it out. I was like, you know what? No, that's adorable. I want that in there.
It's just a little peekaboo.
Correct. And the fourth day for Subhuman Fest, 76%. Yes.
This was the most decisive, though. Interesting.
So. Final poll. This is really cool. We'll say our goodbyes while we're doing this. Like, get ready for it while you guys are doing the poll. Which day was the best? Here we go. Day one. Wait, Rocked Fest. Minecraft Fest. Yeet Fest. And Subhuman Fest.
Not gonna lie, I'm leaning towards Minecraft Fest because I freaking love Tool.
Yeah,
fair enough. Like, that alone is the big draw for me.
Huh. I'm not sure myself. Alex, how about you?
I'm feeling Rocked Fest just because I really want to see The Warning again now.
They are great. I mean, they sounded awesome when I heard them.
So good. Nothing bad to say about any time I've seen them live.
Yeah. And honestly, each day has so a lot of merit. There's not one day I would go, heck no, you're not getting me to that thing. You're not dragging me out of bed. So not bad. And we've had festivals like that before. So while you guys are voting, Alex, anything you would like to address before we get to your final words of wisdom at the end or your joke or whatever it might be?
I think we covered everything.
Awesome. Rowan, how about you?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Just for me, by the way, I will have videos coming up next month and everything else. I'm going to back in schedule after the festival I just attended. Thanks to Riot Fest for having me out. Check out Q101. Check out Punk with a Camera. Check out Arklatex Fest. That'll be coming in 2025. Again, they're planning a lot of cool stuff for that. So thank you guys so much. More content. Final thing for you guys. The video I posted last week on 30 Seconds to Mars did well. If you have a suggestion for another video, like in another month or two, about what to do a video on for another band that has a downfall, let me know in the comments. And the winner of, I don't have a drum roll, the winner of which day was best, it was significant. There you go. 60% Minecraft Fest.
Ooh.
Ran away with it. So Tool won over Tool and Weezer for the show that everyone wants to see. Tool and Weezer for Minecraft Fest is the winner. So thank you all for hanging out.
It is a good one.
It is a good one. Thank you guys, especially
being
to
so
good.
I was going to say, be on such different opposite ends of the spectrum. There's surprisingly something for both. For there everyone. Is.
Thank you, Up Down Jesse, yeah. Ellie Yeats, and Subhuman for the gift subs and super chats. They do help you up a ton. Thank you, ever, for hanging with us over time. This was our long podcast, but we had to do it that way. Alex, do you have anything you would like to end with?
Just a funny story. Okay. So as I handed my dad his 50th birthday card, mm-hmm. he looked at me with tears in his eyes and said, you know, one would have been just fine.
What? I can get it.
I gave him 50 birthday cards.
Okay, you're okay. Wait. Okay, your mic cut out for me, so I didn't get half of that.
But that was just you.
No, when you tried to no. I heard the joke. When you tried to explain it to me, that's when you cut out.
Oh, okay. So you still don't get the joke?
No.
Oh. Okay, so so when she handed her father the 50th birthday card, the father said one would have been just fine.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that went completely over my head.
Alex succeeded in telling a good joke, because not only did she get it across, man oh man, did that take someone through.
Well, no. It's not a good joke if you have to explain the joke.
No. I got it right away. I think people in the chat got it too.
I'm looking at. No. There's some people in the chat saying I don't get it.
I don't know.
Chat, rise up if you didn't get the joke.
See, now people are getting it too. I don't know. We'll leave that for you guys in the comments. I do think Alex got another victory out of this one. Somehow. Some of the dumbest jokes. Yes, see, 50 cards is in the chat right now. That's what that means, 50 cards.
I'm not alone here. Some people are saying they also don't get it.
What a way to end it.
That was a good one.
Newest chat, I'm still confused. Yeah.